Anyway, we know what you did. Now what are you doing? Stop it. Stop texting me.
Not proud of it. But it made me
This is Wasted Information. Wasted Information.
This is Wasted Information. I'm Jimmy.
I'm Brandon.
What are you drinking, Brandon?
I'm drinking Light and Squeezy Lemon Raspberry Radler from Confluence Brewing Company. It's a pint in a can, which is nice. Appreciate the extra volume. 4.5% ABV. And Confluence?
I don't know.
They're out of Des Moines, Iowa. They have quite the description on their can, so I'm just going to read the whole damn thing. It might take a while. I'm sorry. Radler may... Oh, fuck.
Two words definitely, in.
Definitely going to take a while. Radler may mean cyclist in German, but you definitely don't have to be a cyclist to enjoy one. While it may be true that this incredibly refreshing beer and fruit soda hybrid tastes its best after you finish some sort of activity that leaves you drenched in sweat, we promise it still tastes pretty darn awesome when you've been sitting in the air conditioning all day. We've crafted this all-rounder by brewing up a Kolsch for an ultra-light, ultra-clean, ultra-crisp base to mix with a bag... Nope. To mix with a big old pile of juicy raspberries and some house-made lemon soda. A little tart, a little jammy, and a little sweet. We promise no law dictates that you can only drink one after a pulse-pounding workout. They really lean hard into that part of the story. in fact, we recommend keeping a four-pack on hand so you can get your claws on one when the mood strikes. Cheers. It's good.
It's all right.
It is really tangy between the raspberry and the lemon. Quite tangy, quite good. I'll go along with all the clean, light. I like it. What are you drinking, Jimmy?
Not drinking much, because
why? Why not, Jimmy?
If I keep it in from the happy hour, I can't stop fucking spilling my drinks. Those drinks were just Tito's and water, and I saturated my entire desk. The left side with the first, and then the right side with the second. So I'm not drinking that.
You get a beer over
there? I bought a 4-pack of beers while I was in Muncie today. Ooh. Some Muncie ones. And I left them at my girlfriend's house.
Oh.
So I'm just going to read off a beer that I had last night when I went out drinking.
That works too.
Puppy Slumber Party by Metazoa Brewing Company. It's a 6.4% ABV. It's a sweet / milk stout made by Metazoa Brewing Company, Indianapolis, Indiana. Here, I mean, you had quite the description on your can.
It was. They did something.
Here's what I got here. Peanut butter milk stout.
That's
all there is. That's the only description. It was good. I did like it. It wasn't too heavy of a stout. I didn't know it was a peanut butter stout. Probably if I drink it again, knowing that, I could get it.
Gotcha. Okay.
It was I had it on draft, so it was good. I like stouts. I like milk stouts. Another beer I had last night was a Temporal Purgatory, which is by 18th Street Brewing.
I'll say that one sounds familiar.
That's one I've talked about being very aggressive. I got it just because like I recognized the name and I remembered it sort of, but on draft, it was way better than I was expecting.
Hmm.
Like it wasn't nearly as like heavy as it was out just drinking it straight out of a can. But Temporal Purgatory by 18th Street Brewing Company. It's a 5.9 ABV. It's a American Pale Ale. Chinook and Mosaic hops hold your tongue accountable for your worldly sins in our fiendishly vengeful session pale ale. The moment between each sip may be purgatory, but feels like its own brief purgatory. Oh, fuck. The moment between each sip may be temporary, but feels like its own brief purgatory. That does make sense in the description of like the aggressive hoppiness of it.
Yeah.
But it's when something like an Arctic Panzer Wolf by Three Floyds, like that's mm-hmm. almost undrinkable mm-hmm. for me. It's too heavy. This that's one fair. Is right on the borderline of being too heavy, but like I still like it. Like I still appreciate it. But hey, before we get into the real deal, I'm going to go fill up my cup and try not to spill it.
I'm going to fill up my toilet.
So anyway, we're talking about social media today.
We are. Mostly because we have no idea what the hell else to talk about.
That's true. So let's start with this. What was your first experience with social media?
What do we consider social media?
I would say it's a platform that you have to have a login to.
I was late to it, so
I wouldn't say AIM doesn't count. I'd say AIM isn't a social media. That's just a chatting service,
messaging platform.
You can add people as friends on AIM. Yeah. It's an instant messenger through AOL.
So I remember in middle school, a bunch of people were on the like Zanga thing, and they got in trouble for being on there.
For those who don't know, Zanga was a social media site where you like kind of posted like blogs.
Yeah.
It wasn't, there was no like profile picture type thing that I know of. It's mostly just posting like essays.
I just remember one day, it was like the good kids too. Like a bunch of them got called to the principal's offices and got in trouble. They were posting like these secret blogs on, I don't fucking know. Like, they're like, you shouldn't be putting information and personal stories out on the internet like that.
We'll get this to that.
This is early on. So my first social media account was MySpace.
Mine too.
Probably, I don't even think I had it. I definitely didn't have it freshman. I think sophomore year of high school.
Me too.
I was late to the game. Like, I got it because other friends were like, oh, you need one so we can send you this and that. And this. Remember, granted, this is before, like, smartphones, too.
Yeah.
So, like, you had to get on your computer to do this on your slow-ass internet.
If you had a computer, first off.
Yeah. Like, you're kicking off the family.
This was the age. No, this was the age because I had where we came in, at least.
Yeah.
Because I had my own laptop at that point. That was like right when internet providers were like, oh, you can have multiple units running at the same time on the same wireless connection.
Yeah, no. You say that.
Not wireless.
I had a laptop. We didn't have Wi-Fi in my house. So I had to plug my laptop into my router to use it.
Well, we had it. It was wired through our house, but my laptop had an Ethernet cable that had to plug into the wall.
Yep. Oh, yeah. No, our house was not wired. I had to go down to the basement to the router next to the desktop computer to use my laptop. So very useful.
No, I think so. OK. Cutting that out. It was on the tail or on the cusp, like when Wi-Fi was first a thing.
OK.
So it wasn't like it wasn't available. Not everybody had Wi-Fi at that point. But it was like a newer thing to where, you could run multiple devices. You could have three computers all on the internet at the same time. And that was like life-changing.
My family was just coming out of, when I got that, was just coming out of, you can be on the phone and the computer at the same time. That used to be a whole thing for those who don't know.
If you have any young listeners for some reason, back in the day, when AOL opened and had the worst sound of all time,
which is now a meme. I like the generational meme.
Yeah,
where like parents like play the dial-up sound for their kids, or siblings even who have a big span between them. Like those are the dial-up generation who don't know the like screeching tones of logging on to.
And we just dealt with like, oh, that's what internet sounds like.
Yeah,
but we. Do that.
Which, why? Why the fuck was that the sound?
That was programmed in.
Why was that the sound?
It's probably sounded like technology. So that's
it. Could have been like little chimes. Like you could have logged onto the internet. It could have been like do 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 do.
But it sounds like a dot matrix printer with having a stroke. Jesus
Christ.
But I guess it just sounded like technology, sounded mechanical. Could probably research that, why that was chosen. I don't care enough to do it right now.
Yeah, I'm
but either. Back in the day when someone was on the internet and you picked up the cell or picked up the landline.
Yep.
To call it, you would hear that tone in the phone.
And it would also fuck up their internet.
Yeah, sometimes it would just kick you off the internet.
Yep.
It's such a weird. And that's not even 20 years ago. It's like 15 years ago.
Yeah.
When that was still a thing. Like,
yeah.
It's so, we've had such an advance in technology so quickly over the last 20 years. It's been insane. But anyway, yep. I wasn't.
Social media, which is the most advanced part of technology.
Yeah, I wasn't allowed to have a MySpace until I was a sophomore in high school. I had to convince my mom to let me make one because she was afraid of saying I was like too immature for it, like that, and not trusting anyone. Like,
think you were gonna get like sex trafficked? Like,
I could have. It's, but it's the situation of our parents back then saying, "Don't believe everything you read on the internet," and then the same people going sharing. As you said, the COVID misinformation, because they read it on the internet and shared it on Facebook. They're the dummies that
those are definitely spread the same people.
The misinformation. Same people that said, don't talk to strangers. Same people that said, don't talk to people on the internet are also reading what stuff people are sharing on the internet. And then it's like, oh, well, I saw this article or I saw this post and so I shared it. It's like, look at the fucking profile picture of the guy posted. It's Trump like on Arnold Schwarzenegger's
American
body.
Eagle in front of a in front of a flag.
That's probably not like a legit source of information. But at the same time, we went through school where teacher said Wikipedia is not a source because you can edit it. Anyone could go on and edit it.
At that time, you could, though, to be
you
fair.
You still can't, but it's still everything cited at the bottom. So it was like you go to Wikipedia and then use those articles and cite them.
Back in the, that's very true. Definitely Wikipedia is a main source and you use that to funnel down.
But anyway, so I got the MySpace. MySpace
did
was
you,
cool.
Did you only use it on, so I think even before I had the laptop potentially, I don't even think I got my laptop until junior year, maybe even senior year. I might have logged on like our desktop every now and then. I had a fucking like flip phone that could get on the World Wide Web.
I think most people's like flip phones had that option, but it's like a pay service.
There is, I had like so much, you could do it so much for free, and then it was like, oh, you have to pay to use more.
It was also when you had phones and you had to pay per text or pay for minutes.
It was cheaper for me to get on the internet than it was to text. I remember that. So, but I remember my first like MySpace stuff being on my little flip phone 2.5-inch screen, looking at, you know, my girlfriend's top five, and not my girlfriend at the time, but whatever it was, 10, 7. You could set your top 8. How many fingers are you holding up?
Sorry, that was a real gristly piece of chicken skin. I was like, I'm trying to tell you 8, but I can't swallow this piece of chicken.
Well, yeah, but that was only if you said it, right? Because if you only set 3, it only showed 3.
The standard was top 8.
Yeah. Let's talk about that. Okay, so MySpace was our first one. So let's talk about that real quick. MySpace, you can customize. If you knew the most basic of HTML, you can customize your background. You could play a song when people got on your page.
And you had your wall that people wrote on. I don't even know. It wasn't what Facebook introduced the term wall.
What was MySpace? MySpace.
I don't know. It was just posted on your profile.
Everyone was friends with Tom.
Yeah, you started off friends with the owner and whatever. You could make little posts on but it came on like a little news feed on the side. When people posted, and you had to put like a title or like a subject line, and people could respond to it and then argue in like the comments.
Yeah, it was kind of the transition from like the blog post, right? Like from Zanga and everything. So like it was still very much formatted as you were creating a post, like with a title and the thing. But Yeah. I don't remember a whole lot about it. I feel like I didn't actually use it a whole lot. But that was also when the like minutia like profile updates started. Like that was before that was like when you read it and be like, Sarah's feeling sad.
Yeah.
And you're like, you're like, why? And there'd be a song playing with it, and you're like, why the fuck? And everyone had some emo song on their profile
page. Not me.
Actually, I think I had a Beatles song. I'm pretty sure.
I was a fucking poser back then. And I was like, that's not real music. Rap isn't real music. I only listen to like classic rock or like 70s or 80s rock and only good music that I only know the hits. I don't actually know the band. I was a poser, a little shit.
That's yeah, I think I had Beatles music actually, so not much better. Then I feel like I got Facebook.
Fuck, I've had barely. I think I remember one point I had Stone Sour. I was like, what a fucking dork I was. Like listen to that. Probably listen to Puddle of Mud.
I'm sure my profile's still out there somewhere. Out. Did they delete all those? Like, what do they do with those? My face turned into like music. My face, MySpace turned.
my face turned into music. Oh, that was the other thing. Like following like celebrities and bands and stuff.
Yeah,
and like friend them, and then if one of them friended you back, you thought that was like the coolest thing.
Yeah, yeah. It was, so maybe I'm trying to think. Maybe I had that one. Maybe that was freshman year. I think I got Facebook sophomore year. So I'm trying to think like who talked me into getting Facebook now, and I'm like, all right. So I know there are some people who are definitely younger than like me in high school. Like I hung out with some people that were a grade below us and they talked me into it. But also we were friends with people who were older than us who had it. I'm like, when were we all in the same space that I would have downloaded? Somewhere between sophomore and junior year, I switched to Facebook.
I just looked it up. MySpace is still a thing.
Yeah. It's like all bands and shit, right?
But it has a thing for people. Connect with people, enter name and artist. Oh, it's probably just all music related. Okay, yeah, it's got like.
I'm sure you could still make your own profile.
This guy's a photographer, mostly, filmmaker.
Yeah,
Jimmy Kimmel, musician. No, he's not.
They've tried to come back and do so many different things, so many different times. It's crazy. Like,
I'm gonna make a MySpace account.
Oh God, no! Don't do it. This is the whole point of why I want to talk. There's too much social media shit going on right now. Yeah. So
The thing. No one's on
MySpace. We went MySpace, then we went Facebook, and then like Instagram wrapped in there.
Facebook,
Snapchat happened.
Shut up. I'm trying to, because you're trying to say when you got Facebook. I'm trying to see when Facebook was like readily available. It was founded in 2004. If you want to know about Facebook, watch The Social Network then realize that's not how he actually acted.
You had to have a college email address.
He made a hot or not website and then got kicked out of school and then is based on like wanting to know what everyone's like relationship status is.
Yeah.
So it was sometime when we were in high school and then it was such a revolution of everyone migrated pretty much from MySpace to where it was like, oh, you're still on MySpace? Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like, sort of today now, people are like, oh, you're still on Facebook? Like, that's just for old people at this point.
Yeah, really is.
Most people still have a Facebook, but just don't use it.
As we talked about, that's one of the most, like, that's one of the main sources of information now and disinformation.
Yeah. But then social media branched out from just being, oh, it's a website where you put a profile picture and then you write on your friend's wall to Twitter where it's, you have 140 characters.
Well, fucking Facebook pokes. You remember poking people?
You still can. You have to dig for it.
I don't want to dig to poke. Ew.
I found it. You go, there's like a specific, like several clicks you have to get to.
I don't use the Facebook app on my phone. I just go on through the browser. So it's harder for me to find things. Like actually I had to log into actual Facebook on my computer for like business stuff. I was like, oh God, what is this? Like, I don't get all of their updates. Jesus Christ. Speaking of, I joined like the Facebook memories have been hitting hard recently this month. I've been deleting so many old posts.
I did that on Twitter.
I purged my Twitter. So this is the whole thing. Yeah. So how we used social media in the I started to get into this with the MySpace. It was just like sharing, like, you know, Sarah is sad, and we used to do random shit like that, like how you're feeling,
yeah,
to like random song quotes and like lyrics from songs,
yeah,
and just, oh god, there's so many cringy weird things I post. And then like Twitter.
Okay, the one good thing about Facebook on that realm is the Facebook memories. Because in college,
they've been coming at me.
Well, my friends introduced me to it. Is you sit there and before memories and whatever, yeah, that one other account with like the cartoon dinosaur that like was doing it before,
the like time hop. Time hop.
What you do is you just go on someone's Facebook and scroll back to like 10 years ago and start commenting on old posts. Like someone's like, I went to go see X-Men Origins Wolverine today. And you just comment in 2020. Thanks for the invite, jerk. Someone's like, oh, got engaged, but like called it and stuff like that, or is in a relationship and shit like that. It was so funny.
They broke up with them 3 years ago.
Like, fuck. But Facebook, that's the thing. People getting caught on like shit they've said. And like, hearing about The Bachelorette, but a guy got called out for past tweets from 2009 where he was 16 using the saying fag.
Yeah.
Using the slurs for homosexuals, and then made a comment about black women, like dark skinned black women. He's a mixed race guy. He's black. He got ahead of it before it like even snowballed. Like, again, people see it and then they like cancel him, like remove him from everything. But he was like, oh yeah, I was a fucking idiot. I hung out with a bunch of idiots. We said stuff like trying to make each other laugh or like thought that was funny back then. I've since then grew. I've matured. I realize that's not good to say. He does.
So take this as your note now. If you haven't looked back on your Facebook post recently and your Twitter or whatever else, go back and start deleting that shit.
But that's my thing with the memories. Facebook is literally like, hey, remember when you were a fucking idiot 10 years ago? Might want to clean that up a bit. Like, hey, remember when you said math is gay? Probably want to remove that.
My wife will kick you out of our house.
No, I think it was English is gay. Something exactly I 10 years ago today. 16, like an idiot.
I purged my Twitter a long time ago. I think I deleted most of my Twitter, if not all of it. I'm pretty sure I deleted my account. But 10 years ago today, my Facebook status was, guys, cringy. It was Bears beats Battlestar Galactica. That was it.
That's all you said. Remember when that was like the coolest thing ever to say? That wasn't even when Office hadn't even reached its like height and popularity yet.
I got 3 likes and a comment on that post.
Well, 10 years ago today, I said, just call me Homer Fingerhands.
So I'm going to delete that post.
Oh, I did that. Well, I have Twitter for the sole reason of if I, for some reason, get famous or have some kind of social media presence, I want to lock down the username at Jimmy Robakowski. I don't want someone else to have it. That's why my Instagram handle is at Jimmy Robakowski. I always say, it's like, I don't want to be the real J-Robo 69.
Got, July 2010. It was song lyrics.
July 2010, I said, is going to Cedar Point. So I think I went to Cedar Point.
I have one from July, also from July 2010 this week, that said, Chicago in all caps and 5 exclamation points. See you in 2.5 hours.
I've talked to your wife about this, where when I came to visit you guys in Jersey that Halloween when you didn't know about and we had talked and we realized we hadn't talked for 10 years on Facebook Messenger, and then scrolling back is like, what did we say to each other in 2009? It's like, ew, that's how we talked back then, or that's how we typed stuff. She'd say, okay, whatever, with like 7 R's. Like, yuck, you should be ashamed of yourself.
You're a college professor. Stop.
For show. Say faux show on things. But no. Right. But
so that's how we use. How do you use it?
Wait.
What do you use now, and how do you
use it now? One more Facebook memory. No. 4 years ago, Chelsea said, "Hi, Jimmy. I like your haircut." Because I had had a dream where she had a haircut, and I was like out with friends, and Chelsea was like adamantly upset with me. Like, it's like, "I hate your haircut," and I felt really bad about myself. It was like she was like really mean about my haircut, and then she told me, she's like, I'd messaged her, and then so she wrote him.
I texted one of our friends recently because they were in a dream I had. Those are the best. Where you just like randomly text someone you haven't talked to in a long time, and you're like, I fucking had a weird ass dream about you, and you tell them about the whole dream. It's great.
I said, "You're really mean about it." She goes, "I know. Dream version Chelsea has no chill." I was like, "I mean, real, you wrote, 'You suck' in my yearbook."
All right. So now we did Jimmy Foxback Hour.
Ew.
No. She said, "No, you're done."
She's like, "It's quite possible real life Chelsea has no chill either." I was like, "Oh, well, we're 26. Chill is for youngins." I said that at 26. We're 30. Youngins 4 years ago. Eat my ass, me.
I wrote. I don't remember what I. Oh, God. I was doing something at work. This ties into social media. We were at a virtual conference recently, which those are bullshit. And the conference we were at had the ability that you could direct message other attendees. So I was literally like, we had like a virtual booth. I could see when people popped by and we're like, we're looking at our page. Literally, like, it's literally social media in a small little zone in a bubble. And I was telling one of my other coworkers about it. So like every time someone would pop in our page, I'd send them a quick little chat message that was like a personal chat that was like, "Hey, so-and-so, you know, thanks for stopping by our booth. Like, let me know if you need any more information, blah, blah, blah." And I described this to someone at work. And I was like, "Yeah, there's this like messaging." I was like, "When they come by, I just message them." I was like, "Slide into their DMs. Is that what the kids are calling it nowadays? Just their direct message. Is that still a thing? I don't know what the fuck kids call it. And why is social media used for that? I hate it. I hate it.
Social media now. I have Instagram. I don't post on it ever. We have a Instagram for our fucking podcast that I haven't used in a minute. I'm needing to switch that over to you because I can't keep up with it and edit.
I need to just be able to log in. Yeah,
I'm trying to get the fucking password, but it won't send me the password. I don't know what the password is, and I hit forgot password, and it won't send me. I can still log in, I auto log in, but my phone won't recognize what the password is, or my Google password won't tell me what it is. It's a bunch of horse manure, but.
Anyway, so you have Instagram, you have Facebook.
I do it for more Facebook, I just check in on my memories, seeing if I said anything offensive in the past that I need to get rid of.
Yeah.
I purged my Twitter a long time ago.
Do you use Twitter at all? Did you get on Twitter at all anymore or no?
Not at all.
Yeah.
I just go back to check. It's like, wait, did I say anything? Did I miss anything?
Which is weird because I feel like Twitter now has become this weird like... Almost like there's groups in Twitter, right? Like professionals use Twitter. Like there's like lawyer Twitter and like there's academia Twitter. I know about from my wife. Like there's the groups of Twitter people who follow each other. I guess that works. That just seems like a hassle to me, but I guess it's an area where they can share thoughts and share things without actually connecting it to their personal, like actual social media, like daily life accounts. So I guess it works.
Well, yeah.
Not for me, though.
I think the last thing I said was like 5 years ago. I put guess what, and then I haven't said anything since.
Yeah.
But a lot of my stuff, too, like talking about the time frame, was I was just retweeting Vines.
Yeah.
So back when Vine was a thing.
Speaking of that, there's no Vine.
There's TikTok.
Yeah.
And I said,
you have a TikTok.
I have one TikTok that I posted just based on.
You've posted a TikTok?
Just one.
Okay.
Based on. It was like the trend of what's your most meaningless tattoo.
Oh, yeah.
And mine is Bobby Hill Yoda. And it got 1,232 views and 290 likes.
I'm one of those likes.
But now I use it for I just scroll. I just watch videos. I send them to you and a couple other people.
That's I'm literally just a creep on TikTok. Yep.
Don't say like that.
Nope. That's
there's too many children on the platform to call yourself a creep.
That's fair. Yeah, those aren't in my algorithm, thankfully.
Well, yeah, I've gotten rid of all that. I just have like a lot of like chaotic shit.
Yeah.
Which you've seen because I sent it to you, but that's what I was hoping for.
I literally only downloaded TikTok because in one of my friend groups here, like in our messenger like group that we like all use to communicate with each other, they would share TikTok links. And I was really annoyed clicking on it every time, having it open in my browser, having to click the link again to view it.
Exactly.
And then watch it and then click to watch it. And I was like, fucking, all right, I'm just going to download it. Cause now it's like, I can just click on it. It opens and plays. It was like three clicks was too many for me.
Yeah. Oh, it's 100% valid. I'm the same way.
Only reason I have a TikTok.
Trying to get my sister. I was like, make a TikTok account. She's like, I don't want it. I was like, fucking make an account so I could just send them directly to you. Yeah. And just don't go about your page. Just look at the stuff I send you every once in a while.
Yeah.
But Snapchat. I would do that on
you Snapchat.
I do Snapchats. Snapchats. Yeah.
Snapchats. Yeah.
I was in my friend group. I was a pioneer.
You have a very good Snapchat game.
I don't post nearly as much as I used to because being a professional driver, I don't use my phone while I'm driving.
It's frowned upon now.
I used to have like story times and stuff. I say that and then I'd have just random shit I'd post. And I'd have friends asking me, it's like, how are you not social media famous yet? I was like, because nobody's fucking sharing it. Y'all looking at it laughing. Fucking tell people about me.
If TikTok would have been around like 5 years ago when you were doing that shit,
it would have happened. I'd have mildly blew up.
Yep,
I would add like hundreds of followers.
You could probably, you probably would have one good viral video in there somewhere, which got like maybe a million views, and you could have had a few thousand followers,
something like that.
I'll give you that credit.
That's the thing too. People are like, oh, what about like all that old stuff you used to post that was funny? It's like, cool, I'll upload that, and it's fucking like 17p on my old fucking Droid Incredible. Yeah, no one's gonna know what the fuck they're looking at.
I don't know. I don't post a lot. Like, I think when I actually do, I use Snapchat honestly more than anything, because I was just talking to a friend about this last night, because that's the one thing, like if I'm going about my day, I could just be like, hey, there's a thing. I'll take a picture and just send it to random people. I'll be out in my fucking garden. I was like, I don't want to make a whole post about this. No one gives a shit, but I know two or three people who might care what my tomatoes look like. I use Snapchat regularly.
Having fucking roommate issues, I had a group of seven people that I would send videos to informing them the hell I was living in. It's like, I don't want to make that public.
Zero. Yeah. Facebook is pretty zero right now. It's been a long time since I posted on there.
My biggest contribution to Facebook in recent years was me posting dog pictures.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't seen any new ones recently, so.
And then Instagram is probably where I make the most like meaningful, like when I post something, I'll post something to Instagram, but also I don't post there a lot either. Like, I don't know. I don't, as much as like I can be on social media and I feel like I need it to stay involved, I also, it's a weird, like, I feel like I don't need to be involved. I need to know what's going on.
It's definitely a situation like where I'm at with a lot of like, not just media in general, like shows and movies and stuff. I don't watch the shows. I don't see the movies, but I get the references. That's all that matters to me. Like, I know what people are talking about, even though I've never seen Pulp Fiction, but I get when people are referring to Pulp Fiction, I know what they mean, what scenes they're talking about.
Like, professionally, I should be much more involved in social media than I am. Like, I work in marketing. I work with small businesses. I should know the ins and outs of social media. And I know it. I just don't care to use it.
Yeah.
But don't care to use it personally. That's the hardest thing with the podcast and with my company, like my actual business. Dedicating the time to that is one thing if you're trying to grow your audience. We also need to know like what audience is on which platform too. Like, we specifically for the podcast chosen like Instagram as where we're going to be, mostly just because it's easiest for us. Yeah. But like,
and that's another thing I get, like, speaking with podcasts on TikTok, I get in my feed every once in a while, it's like three guys like recording a podcast, but their video of them in the room talking about it and just their like clips. And it's like, oh, that was really funny. Like, maybe listen to their podcast.
I've thought about that. We could potentially do that if we really want to. We have to start recording these and or go back and do some animation on some of our old recordings.
That's a lot of work.
Oh, we don't have to do it. I can get someone to do that.
But yeah, so, and that's the thing too with TikToks, like learning that you don't have to be like a conscious.
Changes so fast.
Well, I'm saying you don't have to be such a constant. You don't have to be a constant source on the, or you don't have to constantly be using it to understand it. You can train people to box without being an active boxer. Yeah. Like, you could focus on like training people to do it, like understanding how it works without actually participating.
Right.
Like knowing how TikToks work, where you get guys like, let me open random one.
There's something kind of weird about that though. Like, yeah, like I could go tell a business, like I can give pointers to a business, like, oh, you should be doing this and that, and this is how you should post things, and this is how the algorithm works. But if they looked at mine, they'd be like, are you sure you know what you're talking? That's like going to a tattoo artist who, you know, doesn't have any tattoos, or like a barber who's bald. Like, what the fuck do they know? But I mean, they do. Just because you don't practice it yourself doesn't mean you don't know it. It's just it's a weird thing.
But it's like, looking at stuff like this, this guy posted, like, utilizing hashtags.
Yeah.
Hashtag garage, hashtag how to, hashtag life hack, hashtag dad talk, hashtag.
The thing on TikTok, you got to be on it. You have to know what's trending right now.
Exactly. But like FYP, so it's like for you page, he got 16,700 likes.
But there'll be like some random new Netflix release and everyone's going to use that hashtag, whether it has.
Exactly. That's what I was going, like here.
Yeah. Hashtag Prime Day Deals Dance. Hashtag Tubi taught me. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, so like, I had to ask somebody about, I felt like an old man asking about that with like,
what?
Why did this person, why is everyone tagging
using like
this TV show?
So they can also trend when people are looking for it. Do people even look for the hashtags on TikTok though? Like, is someone searching by hashtag?
Probably not, but it's like if it's
but the algorithm's that, picking them up.
Yes. Yeah. Whatever's trending shows up on the For You pages.
All right, final thoughts on social media. What you got?
Stupid. It's a necessary evil at some points.
Like, is it necessary?
Not particularly. Like, in certain fields, like,
would we all just be better without it? Like, if it all just quit right now, would we be better? Would we be better or worse?
Depends on what you describe as better or worse. Like, better
society in general. Would society thrive more without social media?
There'd be less spreading of misinformation.
That's 100% fair. Yep.
It'd be a lot less of just people, because that's the thing with a lot of like the negativity in comments and stuff.
Yeah.
Of people have the audacity these days to say whatever the fuck they want because they're hiding behind the keyboard warriors.
Exactly.
Twitter fingers. Like, I've seen plenty of World Star Hip Hop videos of a guy that I guess was talking shit on Twitter, and then the dude confronted him and beat his ass. And it's like, oh, you thought you were behind the computer screen that you could just get away with calling people pussy and all that. But but most often you put comment on stuff, you just say whatever out. Like, I see the Christian Facebook older people like making like outlandish comments on stupid things. So
I'll agree with, like, there's definitely the negatives. It's a weird thing because you can't regulate it, right? It's either all or nothing.
Yeah.
And I agree. There's definitely negatives, and the disinformation is there. And there's issues, but there's also so much more. Like, we all know so much more about these other social causes and things that are going on in the news, and like things that we wouldn't normally be involved in. Think about Black Lives Matter. Think about
George Floyd. If that wasn't shared, if that wasn't recorded, nothing would have happened. It would have just went down.
Anytime anything goes on anywhere, like, we're in the middle of all these, the Cuban protests and stuff now.
Like, I just posted a bunch of stuff about that on Instagram.
See, you would have never done that.
Yeah.
Like,
not only would I never done it, I would have never heard about it.
Right. Like, even if we did, like, even if it was like covered on the news, right? So you're watching your local evening news and they had a story on it. You're not going to go make a poster and stand out on the street corner.
Yeah.
Tomorrow for like an hour. And
just, you know, just the idea of, and then like, back like 25 years ago, focusing or relying on like the 6 o'clock news to tell you what's going on in your community. Like, you hear like, there's a bunch of people out in the street. There's a bunch of black people out there like protesting. And then there was tear gas and all this. It's like, oh, what are they doing? Like, and then that's where people start thinking, we don't know what's happening. And then you have to wait for the local news's spin on the situation to actually explain what's happening. And so, then,
I mean, yeah, in the, like, you think about it,
it gives voice to voiceless.
It doesn't. Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, 100%.
In situations. And but some of those voiceless,
it doesn't do us any good to talk about whether we should have it or haven't. It's here. So it's, how do you use it? How do you?
I'm trying to say it gives a voice to the voiceless, but some of those voiceless don't need a voice. Some of those voiceless,
keep some of them muted.
Some of those voiceless are your 60-year-old aunt that post Alex Trebek died with like a birthday filter on accident, and then you have to call your mom and be like, hey, tell your sister to change that pose because it looks ridiculous. Now that happened to me, but I still have that screenshot in my phone because it's her Bitmoji of her fucking holding balloons, and it says Alex Trebek has died with a period, and she's just celebrating. Like, bitch, that's an American treasure.
With that, use social media responsibly. And, like, think about your posts. And think about you 10 years in the future. Are you going to want to see that again?
Exactly.
That's really the test. That's all I got.
Yeah.
That's all
well, me either.
Don't go back on our social media pages. Don't go look.
Mine's pretty much empty at this point. Like, it's empty or just cringy.
Yeah.
But anyway, this has been Wasted Information. I'm Jimmy.
I'm still Brandon.
Thanks for listening. If you like what you heard and want to keep up with the show, make sure to subscribe on Spotify, Google, iTunes, or wherever you go to for podcasts. You can also follow us on Instagram at WastedInfo or email us at wastedinfopod@gmail.com. Until next time, this has been Wasted Information.